a Jew banker at the University of Texas at Dallas. Our campus is smack in the middle of many global corporations, including European and Asian companies right around us. So globalization is, in fact, a very important part of our mission. I'm going to be talking about the globalization strategy of our accounting and information management programs. Information technology is, in fact, a very important part of the accounting programs. The advances that have taken place there not only enable but also necessitate a strong emphasis also on globalization. Those of you who haven't heard about us, we were rather small just about 5 years ago. We've grown from four tenure-track faculty members to now 14 next year over this four-year period. Our student enrollments have been growing at more than 20% per year, quite the opposite of what many accounting programs around the U.S. at least have been facing. We've been undergoing right now accreditation for the accounting program, so the requirements that Agnes put for us to write down things in a very formal manner was relatively easy. As far as the mission of the accounting programs are concerned, it emphasizes to a great extent the role of information technology. And that sort of stems from the close interactions that we also have with many high-tech corporations in our neighborhood. As far as globalization is concerned, again, we see the role on both research and teaching dimensions, where we not only reach out to the global corporations, but also try to bring that in into the curriculum that we offer. And I'll talk a little bit about what we've been doing in that respect. On the research side, we have a couple of related strategies. One is to conduct research that is focused on international issues with international corporations or issues that have been involving executives from such corporations. As far as the other side of the research strategy is concerned, we also proactively involve in scholars from overseas and working with them on research projects that address issues of interest to them. On the teaching side, once again, we have a two-pronged strategy. One is to bring in international issues into our own curricula. And the second is to reach out and offer these to students from all around the world in their own settings. Talk more about the currently ongoing activities. For the accreditation exercise, we've had to enumerate a number of things, so you'll see a few numbers thrown around there. We have research projects that we have been conducting in many different countries, both in Asia and Europe. We have scholars, faculty, as well as doctoral students visiting us for a semester, a year, to work with our faculty on research issues. Our faculty have made several presentations at international conferences, and our faculty are also involved in advising different global organizations. These include organizations like the World Bank and also universities in individual countries. We've been engaged in research that addresses issues such as pricing in the printing industry in Taiwan, to looking at the management control issues in Netherlands, to the changes that have taken place in the economic crisis that Korea has been facing. As many of you are aware, there are new reporting requirements that are being put in place for CPA firms in Korea. On the teaching side, we've been doing something that Mary mentioned at the outset today, namely that we've been following up with what AICPA has been doing with its vision statement, the precursor, in a sense, to the Cognitor and the XYZ certification that they've been talking about. They've identified a number of different core service areas, some of which are traditional in the financial assurance and tax areas. Some of the other core service areas that the AICPA has identified deal with technology and management consulting. They also identified global or international services as one of their core services for members of the AICPA. What we've done in our graduate program is to set up concentrations for students in each of these different core service areas, so that in their fifth year of the program, for the 150-hour requirement that we have in place in Texas, students can specialize in any of these different core service areas. In the international service concentration, we put together a series of courses which deal with international issues in traditional accounting and finance issues. Also, we draw on our fairly large program in international management and emphasize issues that deal with international business. In addition to the master's programs, concentration in international services, we have a number of other teaching activities going on. We have a fairly old program in international financial management for oil and gas executives. We bring in executives from all around the world for a four-week program. This has been growing again at a fairly crisp pace. We have introduced a number of short two-day programs for international accounting and financial management. What we also have in place now, or rather in a development stage, are distance learning programs for the international services concentration. And we've been implementing that in international locations in collaborations with universities overseas or outside of North America. And finally, as far as areas of improvement are concerned, one of the areas that we've identified as requiring more of a focus is our undergraduate program, where at this moment we don't have much of a coverage of international issues. So that's one area that we're building up. And of course, the second part is what I'm doing now is getting more visibility for all the activities that are going on at our university. Thank you.